This podcast is a proud member of the Let's Chat Club. Find out how you can become a member by going to the website letschatpodcast.net. This podcast may contain adult language, adult situations, spoilers, and some brief nudity, so parental guidance is suggested.
We have such sights to show you.
After about 5 minutes of this movie, you're gonna wish you had 10 beers.
I'm such.
And?
And there are many gifts in the world and many times as well, but I am Sancho.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Listen, Walter.
Listen, I made a great reporter out of you, Hildy, but you won't be half as good on any other paper, and you know it. We're a team. That's what we are. You need me, and I need you, and the paper needs
all of Americans.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
Welcome back to the Cinema Recall Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cinema Recall Podcast. We were away for a long time, but we're back, and it feels good to be back, and we're back with a brand new season. And since it is a brand new season, I need to bring on with me a brand new guest. He is the host of your next favorite movie podcast. Please welcome my good friend, and hopefully yours, Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, Vern?
Going good, man. Thank you so much for being on the new season of Cinema Recall. I was very honored to be on your show, the Your Next Favorite Movie Podcast. Keep in mind, folks, too, that we're going to start up a whole new season here. And the idea of the new season of Cinema Recall is I'm going to have a guest come on to the show. He's going to talk about a movie that they like and then talk about a scene that they like. And I got to say, Josh, I got this idea from being on your show when we talked about the movie Hannah, because you had such a really fun format for a podcast. I thought this was absolutely brilliant. Maybe you can tell the listeners out there a little bit more about your next favorite movie.
Sure. Well, first off, I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot. But yeah, your next favorite movie, I have a guest on every week, and they come on and talk about one of their favorite movies. Now, one thing we don't do, we don't really spoil the movie. We just kind of give a general overview, and then we go into, like, you know, sequel ideas, or we talk about the sequels if the movie already has one. Have you remake the movie, do a recast with current actors from today, and then give a final pitch on why someone should watch the movie. Because what I'm trying to do is get people to either take a chance on something new or go back and revisit something maybe they didn't like the first time.
Yeah.
And I've had independent filmmakers, authors, and a lot of podcasters such as yourself, as you already said, because you came on to talk about Hannah.
Yeah. It's just a very, very brilliant show. And I like the fact that you kind of do all your shows in little under an hour. Sometimes your episodes are close to being like 20 minutes, but it's a lot of fun. Your next favorite movie. I've been enjoying your, when you look back at movies you watched in the past, your favorite movies from the past several years. So.
Right. Yeah, that's a limited series I did for the month of July, yes.
Very cool indeed. So tell listeners where they can find your show.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. You know, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Google. If you listen to podcasts, you can probably find it on there. We also have a YouTube channel where you can – I have some of the videos on there. I don't have all of them. I don't record every interview. Well, I record them, but I end up deleting them. But I throw some of the interviews on there and then just throw the audio on there sometimes. And then get in touch with me. Twitter's the best. I talk to Vern on Twitter quite a bit. And that's at YNF Movie Pod.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, the movie that you picked is Martin Scorsese's The Wolf of Wall Street. Now, can you just give us a little history about your feelings about the movie?
I mean, okay, so I go see this movie at the very end. It comes out Christmas 2013, right?
Yeah.
I have a couple of movie tickets left that I got for donating blood, and I'm like, it's like probably December 28th, 29th. I have a few days left to use them, so I'm like, oh, what's out? So I go see Wolf of Wall Street thinking, okay, I like Scorsese fine, but Man, this thing, it puts you through a roller coaster. I know I came out feeling drained from it, which I think is what he's going for. And just the more I thought about it, I mean, I just love this movie.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone should know about this movie, but it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Jonah Hill, and it tells a story about Jordan Belfort. And, well, he worked at the stock market one time for a little bit, and then he gets involved with selling these very, I want to say, what's that word there? Like, lower stocks is what it seems
like.
Yeah,
they call them pink slips.
Pink slips, yeah. And he's basically ripping off a lot of people and making a whole lot of money and getting a lot of drugs,
yep.
A lot of hookers.
Yep, I mean, it starts off with that, yes.
It's debauchery upon debauchery. And it's like, this is a real story. This stuff really happened. It's one of those stories that where the truth is stranger than fiction.
Right.
Type of thing, because you just would not believe how the hell could this happen for so long. And even just saying, oh, it was the 80s, just seemed very odd thing too. And just drugs galore. Like, I worked at call centers before. And I worked at call centers, like collection call centers, where you actually had to make a quota each month. And you got bonuses, but nothing like this. I mean, my call centers didn't have, like, wild parties in the office room. We weren't tossing short people around everywhere. We weren't, like, baiting our secretaries in the elevator. Just wild, crazy things. And you start to, like, when I first watched the movie, I started to, like, you know, envy Jordan Belfort and his coworkers, because they were just having nonstop parties and drunk in this and sets up with this, and it's like, wow, yeah, this looks like really fun and a big party. And then the party comes to a screeching halt.
My name is Jordan Belfort. I was raised in a tiny apartment in Queens.
First rule of Wall Street:
nobody knows if a stock is gonna go up, down.
It's like that. I started my own firm out of an abandoned auto body shop.
Is that your car on the lot?
Yeah.
You show me a pay stub, I quit my job right now.
Hey, listen, I quit. Yeah, I'm going into stocks.
Was all this legal?
This is insane.
Trying to make a name for ourselves.
The Wolf of Wall Street, rated R, December 25th.
So you pit as your favorite sequence the Quaalude scene. Now, we're going to be performing a scene from this later on, folks. But I have to ask you this too, Josh. What makes this Quaalude scene? So I'll set the tone here for people, okay? So basically, Donnie, played by Jonah Hill, gets a hand of these Quaaludes. These things called lemons. Now, Quaaludes are illegal. You cannot find this stuff anywhere.
But and Donnie's he talks about that in the movie, about how they're not available now.
Yeah. Donnie found a guy who had some, and so both him and Jordan are going to just sit down and just have a night of Quaaludes. But when they take them, they don't have the effect right away. It's not till much, much later when they finally kick in. But, Josh, why is this one of your favorite moments?
Well, I mean, first off, I love the fact that they kind of – they're setting this scene up early. Because, like, Jordan's telling you the history of Quaaludes, talking about how they were invented for housewives to help them sleep. And then some guy realized if you resisted that urge for 15 minutes, it gave you, like, this ultimate high, right? So you get that. Then you get the scene with Donnie where he pitches the Steve Madden, the shoe guy stock. It's mm-hmm. because he's high on Quaaludes, and it's a slow motion, another great scene. Then he tells you about the four phases of Quaaludes: his tingle phase, slur phase, drool phase, and amnesia phase. So that's all the setup to where this happens about 2 hours in, where you get to this actual scene. And like you said, it takes a long time to kick in. So in other words, this scene is way too long and shouldn't work, and it does. And it's because of the commitment to the acting and the directing. And I just love it, man. It's just such – it's a long scene, but it's awesome.
Oh, now, I have to ask you this, too. Now, if the guy who invented Quaaludes said you have to wait for, like, you know, 15 minutes and don't fall asleep, you get wicked high, is he the same guy that invented Whippets who says if you snort the air from a whipped cream can, you get high for, like, 5 seconds? Do you hear that rumor? That sort of...
I mean, I've heard about Whippets. I don't know if it's the same person or not.
That just seems like something like, hold on here. Try this. but you just gotta wait for a few seconds. This guy does like a lot of like timing things, like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It could
be. I mean, I'm wondering too. Like, all right, dude, new thing, Flintstone vitamins. Just crush them up and snort them. All right, and just wait for a little bit, and then just chug some Mountain Dew, and you'll feel like you're doing speed, man. It's gonna be amazing. Oh.
What? You know, it's funny you say that. I'm not even going to lie. When I was a kid, I swear, kid you not, me and my cousin used to take cinnamon Altoids and crush them up and line them up and snort them up our nose like we thought we were doing something cool. All we did was end up with – it made our nose bleed and hurt like hell.
Well, that's a good lesson, too, for anyone that wants to try, like, real drugs. Just crush up some sort of, like, you know, medicine, too. It's going to give you an effect. Your nose is going to bleed. And it's going to feel like you've done cocaine for the first time ever. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes, kids, you got to learn not to do stuff by doing stuff. I know this seems wrong, but sometimes you just got to take the little chance there. Very cool. I love the sequence. I remember when I saw this in theaters just laughing hysterically. And at the same time, being kind of worried, too, because in the scene, you also have Jordan's daughter there. Right. And you also have his wife, Naomi, played by the wonderful Margot Robbie. She's concerned, too, about making sure that her child is safe. And it's the juxtaposition that Munster says he does that he has you laughing at these guys, but also has you scared for the situation. Because you know that anything can go bad. It's funny, but yet still dangerous at the same time. And I think if another director tried to make this, he would just focus mainly on the comedy bits of it and not really give you more of the serious nature of the scene. And I thought that was brilliant.
No, I completely agree. I know one of the criticisms I hear for the movie is that it glorifies what Jordan's doing too much. And to an extent, I agree. But I also think it does show you the roller coaster of his life and how it does affect him in negative ways as well.
Yeah, it definitely shows you, like, both sides, and right. Especially in spoiler here, the very end sequence where he says to the people in the audience, sell this pen to me, and each one gives their own reason, and the last shot is how everyone, you're seeing the audience, and everyone looks like, oh, gleefully needing that money. They're just like Jordan, in a way, we are like him, too. We need that sort of Nets big fits to make us richer, and we're no different and better than he is. And I thought that was kind of a brilliant juxtaposition that Scorsese does in there.
Yeah, I agree with that, but also I want to say this. I wonder, after this movie comes out, how many people go into an interview and when they say, sell me this, they use that same exact tactic that Brad uses on him.
Well, I know what my job means. I got to beat my chest and just go,
Well, I went to work for weeks after seeing this doing that.
Oh, of course. I think everyone in my office did that too. We all, yeah. Very cool. All right, folks, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take just a small little break. We're going to play some ad spots from some amazing other podcast shows. And then we'll be back with Cinema Recall Players Presents.
Hello, this is Bubba Wheat from It's Time to Rewind, a movie podcast. Wait, that's not quite right. Hello, this is Bubba Wheat from It's Time to Rewind, a time travel podcast. Hey, that's not quite right either. Hello, this is Bubba Wheat from It's Time to Rewind, a time loop podcast where we discuss time loop movies and TV shows, one loop at a repetitive time. Find it on Anchor.fm and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is Tim Costa.
I'm Hermano Da Silva.
And this is Walter Vinci.
And together we are the First Time Watchers Podcast.
Each week we choose a movie to review that none of us has seen.
Watch it together.
And then discuss.
These movies could be new.
Or old.
Or on our list of shame.
You can find us on iTunes by searching for the First Time Watchers Podcast.
As well as on Stitcher.
And we love interacting with our listeners, so if you have any suggestions, send us a tweet.
An email.
Or post to our Facebook page.
We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. I mean, it's all about interaction.
And talk about what we love, movies.
And you don't have to worry about us going on and on about this and that and the other. And oh, look, let's talk about this minutiae here.
Shut up.
And I wonder who the
gaff
can
watch. God damn it, shut up.
I think that's enough, Walt.
My God.
All right, everybody, welcome back, Cinema Recall Podcast. My guest, Josh G, from the amazing podcast, Your Net's Favorite Movie, and we are now about to partake in us acting, all right? We are not professionals.
Maybe not Josh, at all.
Maybe Josh is, I don't know. I don't know what he does for a living. Maybe he's a professional actor on the side. Who knows? But I myself am not a professional actor, but... Here we go. We are going to be doing the Quaalude scene from The Wolf of Wall Street, based on the book from Jordan Belfort, screenplay by Terrence Winter, director Martin Scorsese. Before I begin this, I should let you know that as a part of Jordan Belfort is Josh G, and as the voice of Donnie and basically every other character, it's me, the Vern. All right, here we go. Giddy as kids on Christmas, Jordan and Donnie sit on the couch, the bottles of lemon before them.
Start with one, see how it goes.
My guy says one's all we'll need. Salute. It's stated, they pop a lewd. 30 minutes later...
You feeling anything?
Nope.
Maybe we've built up a tolerance after all these years.
They pop another, wash it down with sake. Another 30 minutes go by. Jordan's running on the treadmill. Donnie pumps away on an exercise bike nearby. This is bullshit, man! My fucking metabolism's pumping, and I don't feel shit!
They're old! Maybe they lost their potency!
Donnie leans over, picks up the bottles, reads the label. January 81? They're fucking duds! He shades some more pills, two more apiece, as he popped them. A very pregnant Naomi descends down the stairs. What are you two retards doing?
Nothing. Working out.
Bo Dale is on the phone. Naomi heads upstairs. Jordan picks up the phone.
Bo, hey, what's up?
I need to talk to you, but not on this phone.
Why? What's...
Leave the house. Call me back from a payphone. You hear me?
The Brooksville County Club was a WASP stronghold. A straight shot down the road from my house.
Jordan?
Yeah, I'm at a payphone. What's going on?
Your buddy Brad's in jail.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What did he do?
I don't know yet. They arrested him in a shopping mall in Long Island this morning. But listen to me. More important than that, the guy Denham I told you about, the Fed, he's got your phones tapped. I'm pretty sure home and office.
Donnie, that piece of shit, I'm gonna kill him. That fat prick, motherfucker.
But listen to me. Do me a favor. Please do not talk on the phone.
Fuck!
Did you try to bribe this fucking guy?
What? No, I didn't try to bribe anybody.
Jordan, I couldn't understand. Say that again. Are you fucking high?
After 15 years in stores, the lemons had developed a delayed fuse. It took 90 minutes for the little fuckers to kick in, but once they did, pow! I had skipped the tingle phase and went straight to the drool phase. Actually, I discovered a new phase, the cerebral palsy phase.
Jordan! Jordan! Do not get behind the wheel! Just tell me where you are, I'll send Rocco.
Come on, stand up!
He rolls on to all fours, lifts a head, topples over.
Okay, walking is off the list of options. Alright, what else is there? I can crawl, like Skyler.
Slowly, Joy begins crawling like an infant to the top of the staircase. The Lamborghini is parked at the bottom. 20 steps down, he starts to crawl down the stairs. Stops. Tries again. Can't figure out how to do it.
Fuck! The kid makes it look so easy. Think, you motherfucker, think! Wait, I've got it.
Jordan slowly curls himself into a ball.
I can roll!
Forcing himself over the edge, Jordan begins to descend the steps. He lands with a crash on the asphalt, drags himself up into the Lamborghini.
Hello?
Oh my god! Jordan, where are you?
What's the matter?
It's Donnie. He's totally out of control. He's on the other line with some Swiss guy.
What? No!
I can't understand you. Just get home. Hurry.
Say God protects drunks and babies. I was praying the same held true for drug addicts. I was less than a mile from home and drove slower than shit. Somehow I made it alive. Not a scratch on me or the car. Where's Zani?
In the kitchen! Phone to his ear, and at least as stoned as Jordan, Donnie stands at the counter. The money! I was a movers to Switzerland.
What language are you speaking, Mr. Azoff?
With Naomi looking on, Jordan staggers towards Donnie, like a drunken Frankenstein.
Chaos is his own! Chaos is it!
What is Arjus and Sally?
Chaos is his own!
With all the strength he can muster, Jordan rips the phone from the wall. What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I was one too.
Jordan grabs him.
What's the matter? Was you crazy?
Zivon! You're not supposed to talk with Zivon!
What?
You're not supposed to talk on Zivon! What's the hazard today with you?
Was?
What's that in there?
Was?
Jordan releases Donnie. Donnie crawls into the dining room and starts shoving ham into his mouth in an effort to sober up.
Oh my god, he's choking! Jordan, do something!
Jordan goes to get his coke. He snorts up two fat spoonfuls.
Breathing!
Jordan places fingers over Donnie's arteries. Nothing.
Save him!
Jordan kneels, starts furiously pummeling Donnie's chest, breathing air into his lung in rhythmic bursts.
This stupid son of a bitch. All Donnie ever did was fuck me up, and now I have to save his life because I took a CPR class when the baby was learning to swim. Just for the record, I want it noted. Not for a second did I even think about letting him choke to death, even though it would have saved me an awful lot of headaches.
Donnie still isn't breathing. Jordan flips him over, tries a Heimlich, we hear a crunch as he breaks Donnie's ribs. He flips him back over, but he's almost completely blue.
He won't come back!
Don't let him die! He has children!
One last try. Jordan takes a massive breath, blowing as hard as he can into Donnie's lungs. Donnie's stomach distends like a balloon. Then suddenly, a chunk of ham projects from his mouth and into Jordan's face. Donnie coughs, vomiting, and as he starts breathing again, Jordan exits and passes out on the living room couch.
And scene!
And scene, hey! Very nicely done for, you know, your first time doing this.
Yeah, I've never done any kind of voice acting.
But you did
I needed
good.
My old co-host for this.
And we didn't practice, folks, we did not practice this at all. We came
no,
to this thing
no.
blind, and that's what's going to be. So, how'd you feel about doing that? Did you have fun?
I mean, it was fun. I don't think it was good, but it was fun.
Okay, good.
Because that's what this is going to be. This whole season is about people having fun, trying their acting chops right there. You did excellent. I thought your Jordan Belfort was really good. Even your drunk or your quaalude Jordan Belfort was excellent. Very, very nice. And yes, that is going to wrap up this episode of Cinema Recall. We're going to keep this moment here pretty brief for our first episode. But I want to say thank you so much to Mr. Josh G. from Your Next Favorite Movie. Anything you want to plug for upcoming episodes of Your Next Favorite Movie?
Well, depending on when this come out, August is what I am calling the best month ever, as I am having a different host from the podcast Best Film Ever on each week. They have 5 hosts. I'm doing one every week with them. So that's all I got right now.
That is very cool. Couple things I want to announce here. First of all, Cinema Recall next week is going to be going to Convergence in Minnesota, which is this comic book sci-fi convention that happens every year in Minnesota. And so I'm going to be having some pitches over there. I'm happy to announce that I just received press passes for Comic-Con this year. So I'll be heading out to Rhode Island later on this year. That's not happening until November, but I'm very excited to be covering Comic-Con. And I'm going to be teaming up with the Let's Chat podcast team to give you some whatever's going on there at Comic-Con. I've never been there before, so I'm going to bust my cherry and go there for the first time. It's going to be fun. Thank you, everyone, who listens to the episodes. And I want to give a special shout-out right now to our wonderful Patreon subscribers. As you know, all episodes are going up first on Patreon and then to all the other formats later the week. So on Monday or Tuesday, the episode will become on Patreon. And then on Friday or Saturday is when everyone else gets the episode. So if you want to hear the episode early, please head to patreon.com/cinemarecallpod. But no special order. I want to thank my wonderful Patreon subscribers. I want to thank Donnie from the Videorama Pod. He's found it at Unreal Goals. I want to thank Linda, also from Videorama Pod. You can find her at Bedknob and Broomflitz. I want to thank Matt and Ashley from Mashley at the Movies. Find them on the Twitter of the same name. I want to thank Jason Soto from Whatever with Jason Soto. He's found on Twitter at Famous Comedian. And then I also want to thank Jeanette Miller Mickenham from AKA Jeanette. You can find her on Twitter on the same name. And then finally, Chris Revel of Let's Chat with Chris Revel. You can find him again on Twitter at Let's Chat Revel. So thank you very much for supporting the show. I greatly appreciate it. I have no idea who's going to be on the next episode. I've got a couple of guests reaching out to me. If you like this format of what I'm doing, talking about a scene and then acting out the scene, please let us know. Leave us the comments on Apple Podcasts, 5-star review where it's all the best, or you can just message me on Twitter @cinema_recall. Don't forget to follow my guest, Josh, here. And I believe your Twitter name, Josh, is at YNF Film, YNF Movies.
YNF Movie Pod.
YNF Movie Pod. So don't forget to follow him there. And thank you all for listening. Check out our website, cinemarecall.net. And we will see you all next week.